It is 90.1 WABE. This is Steve Goss. There are several reasons to look forward to Friday each week. And tops on my list is my weekly visit with you, Mara Davis.
Is that right?
Yeah.
You need to do some more things in your retirement,
well,
don't you?
Well, it used to be the laundry. I look forward to doing the laundry on Friday.
Okay.
But you just recently overtook the laundry, so.
All right. Well, I look forward to this as well, of course. So let's get started with a band that... did you do college radio?
No.
Okay, so I was big into college radio and one of the first bands I ever played. And I thought it was so cool for knowing they might be giants. It, you know, Don't Let's Start was one of my favorite songs. I played it all the time. And They Might Be Giants, they're like the original college rock band, right? I mean, they're just so great. Don't Let's Start, of course, Istanbul, Not Constantinople, Birdhouse in Your Soul, so many great songs. And they...
I'm the only bee in your bonnet.
I love them. One of the greatest alternative rock duos. And they came out with a bunch of children's albums, too. So they really have expanded their profile. And they're saying now this is their last tour. I don't believe it. But here's what's interesting, what I really like about it. They say it's a 14 plus show because they've done so many kids shows that they want to let people know that, you know, don't bring your babies to this one.
Their 19th studio album just came out last month. 19 albums.
Unbelievable.
So college was quite a while ago.
Let's not be reminded of that. But their shows always deliver. They're terrific live. First on the list, They Might Be Giants at the Variety Playhouse tonight.
On Saturday night at the Earl is a band that we've talked about before.
Yes.
To me, they're a band that sort of defies description. Dystopian soul is the genre that some people use to talk about Algiers.
Yeah, they're really, really interesting. It's kind of gospel meets soul meets protest music meets... unusual sounds. Formed in London, but they're from Atlanta, so a lot of their music echoes what's going on here socially and what's been happening over the years. And a lot of their songs were written based on things that they saw happening and being disillusioned. And so I think they're a really interesting band to cover.
If you're not in a good mood and you've been feeling down lately and you're looking for a show to bring you out of the funk, this is not it. Not the happiest sounding band in the world.
Yeah, but it's important to see people, sort of projecting their views through music in a really unusual way. So we can still be free. I think Algiers is written about a lot. I think people are very interested in them, and they're creating a dialogue,
and
that's something that's really important.
So, very innovative musicians.
Absolutely. That's Algiers at the Earl on Saturday night. So here's a show that is my highlight of the week. I really want to put like a star next to Poki LaFarge and the Cactus Blossoms. Now we know Poki LaFarge, who's like swing, you know, Western traditional country. They have a new album called Something in the Water, which is really, really fun. But I want to shine a light on the Cactus Blossoms. They're a Minnesota duo that I saw at the 38th Songwriters Festival, and they really remind me of a modern day Everly Brothers. Their latest album is called You're Dreaming. I had a chance to see them and meet them. And not only are they like not bad to look at, but you watch them and you are absolutely mesmerized by them, and their songwriting is just like, it's simple and perfect and timeless. And I remember seeing them and I thought, oh my gosh, these guys, this is truly like kind of a once in a blue moon kind of artist. That's how I feel about the Cactus Blossoms. I'm a very big fan.
Well, and you should be, and they do sound just like the Everly Brothers, but their harmonies are flawless. If you listen now, I tell you why. absolutely flawless. And but they keep that very simple sound. It's almost if you're listening to, you know, a three-piece band back in the 50s.
Totally. And I think when I talked to them, I was like, oh, did, you know, are you getting tired of being compared to the Everly Brothers? And they're like, you know, we never kind of got into this to be that. That's just what they sound like. So whatever you do, I know Pokey Lafarge has a huge, huge fan base. I actually saw him a couple years ago. He opened up for Jack White. But he's a great show, obviously. But get there early to see the Cactus Blossoms. That's Pokey Lafarge and the Cactus Blossoms, a.k.a. Andrew Heisler. Did you want to say that, Steve?
Well, I was waiting for the opportunity, but if you wanted to say it, Andrew Heisler, yes.
Okay, and that's happening at Terminal West on Saturday night.
Also on Saturday night, there's a longtime session guitarist who's played with, oh gosh, all sorts of people. He's written songs as well for, I think, Travis Tritt, the Dixie Chicks, Faith Hill as well. Talking about Daryl Scott, and he's got a new album. It's not out yet. It'll be out next month in early May. And he's really, again, we use this phrase a lot. He's a musician's musician, but he is. He really is.
Out of the mouth of his holler, I will never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up.
Yeah, by the way, I love the album, The Couchville Sessions, because that sounds like my binge-watching experience. I wonder if he was inspired by something about, like that. Yeah, if you know the song Long Time Gone, one of the Dixie Chicks' greatest hits, one of my favorite songs by them and by him, he wrote that. And the idea that he's been writing and recording for so long, but he's truly a fantastic live performer. I've seen him at 38 Songwriters Festival many, many times, so he's been a part of that. He's just one of these, you know, Nashville songwriting legends. That's why you should definitely see him. That's Daryl Scott at Eddie's Attic on Saturday night. Okay, so you know, South by Southwest just happened, Steve, so a lot of bands were trying to get discovered there, but one of the bands that was really, really raved about, I kept reading about Into It, Over It. And they are coming to town at the Masquerade on the Hell Stage. And if you like Death Cab for Cutie, I think this may be an artist that you would like.
First time in a long time, I haven't had to search for the words. For the first time in a long time, I'm yours.
They played South by Southwest. Apparently there was a huge storm and then it cleared up and they played and it was magical. And led by Evan Weiss. He has a unique voice, and this is a band to watch. But I like the name too, Into It, Over It. I wonder if that's the right way to say it.
And you know how they record now? They record live to tape, no computers.
I love that.
Yeah. If they make a mistake, too bad. They go back and they do it over again.
No, it's kind of like this report. If we make a mistake, it just stays right. It just stays.
We live for the mistakes.
That's right. Also, on this bill, the world is a beautiful place, and I am no longer afraid to die. That is the name of the band. They're an indie band. And Pine Grove, that's a triple shot at the Masquerade. So this is the longest, like, you know, show title ever. Into It, Over It, The World is a Beautiful Place, and I Am No Longer Afraid to Die, The Sidekicks, and Pine Grove.
And you know, the marquee at the Masquerade's not that big. So one of these bands is either going to be abbreviated or is not getting on the marquee.
Right. Into It, Over It. It's all at the Masquerade on Saturday night.
On Sunday at Eddie's Attic, there's an artist, a singer, and a violinist. Amanda Shires is her name. She just happens to be married to Jason Isbell, and if you've listened to this show, even for just a week, you know that Mara Davis is really into Jason Isbell, and that's putting it mildly. So, Mara, before we talk about Amanda Shires, I have some questions for you.
Yes.
First of all, are you going to the show?
Yes.
Secondly, should she be afraid?
No.
Will Jason be there? And fourth, should he be afraid?
Well, that's the interesting thing. They should not be afraid, because okay. Who doesn't want to know me? Right? Post Emeritus? Okay. I don't know, because they're coming from a festival in Tallahassee the day before, and so they're playing together at that show, and she is playing at Eddie's. She's played Eddie's before. She is a mesmerizing performer, and mesmerizing with Jason Isbell. When those two play together, it's like, ooh, you can feel the heat.
Long ago we left its shadows
lightning flashed, thunder followed.
But watching her on her own, she is an incredible violin player. I mean, you just can't take your eyes off her. And she's not bad to look at, a gorgeous woman. And one of my favorite things about Amanda Shires is she's like the biggest 2 Chainz fan ever. So I don't know if 2 Chainz, if you're listening, I know you're kind of local, maybe...
Show up.
Let's see what happens.
Meryl, buy you a drink.
Not 2, 3, 4. But there's been a lot of talk about her coming out with a new album. So I would assume that she's going to debut some of her new music at this show. That's Amanda Shires at Eddie's Attic on Sunday night. So one of the biggest indie rock bands of all time. I mean, when you're voted by Spin Magazine as one of the best indie bands, I mean, you know, that's saying a lot. And I'm talking about Deer Hunter. They've come out with their 7th album, and they are just ready to rock your face off. I mean, they've been through a lot. I mean, Bradford Cox got hit by a car walking his dog. There were some songs inspired by that. I mean, they've really been through a lot, Steve.
Yeah. Fading Frontier is their latest album. I remember, it was a couple years ago, you know, you can see these guys around town, and my son Garrett ran into Bradford Cox in Little Five Points in a bar, and he was beside himself, and he went up and he actually got his autograph.
Autograph?
Yeah.
Not a selfie. Deep cut.
No, well, it was a few years ago.
Okay.
But he still talks about that.
Yeah, I can imagine. I mean, you know, if you're a fan of this, you know, indie rock, of course, Deer Hunter's high on your list. And to see him in the Variety Playhouse, I mean, I bet that's a big homecoming for them, to see them there and the whole Little Five Points vibe. And is your son going to the show?
I wouldn't be surprised. That is a school night, but I think he might go, yeah.
Okay. All right. So you approve it? You're going to let him go?
Well, he doesn't live at home. So.
Okay. He doesn't check in with you on these things anymore?
No.
All right. That's Deer Hunter at the Variety Playhouse on Monday night. I've got the time.
It's been too long since I've been... Arguably the biggest show on the list of stuff that you have as far as audience attendance is going to be Mumford & Sons 2 nights at the Infinite Energy Center in Gwinnett Center, if you will. British Folk Rock, I Will Wait, Little Lion Man. These guys, that they made it as big as they did with that banjo-based sound, and it sounds great. I mean, I'm a fan. Was kind of a surprise to, I think, a lot of people several years ago.
Well, and it opened the door to so many other artists like Lumineers and Avett Brothers, who had been doing it for so long.
Bear's Den.
Yeah, absolutely. So they really kind of brought this music into a more of the mainstream. I remember playing Little Lion Man on Dave FM. That was one of our biggest. Mumford & Sons were one of our biggest artists. And the fact that they're playing 2 nights in Gwinnett just goes to show you how versatile they really are, or how versatile their fan base is. So they've really taken Americana to the mainstream. And Marcus Mumford is a great songwriter and has had so many hits. And you know them, you love them, and to see them live, they're fantastic.
And their album Wilder Mind, their latest album, came out about a year ago. It was number 1 in the UK. And what's different about that is that the banjo is really not that prevalent on their latest album.
That's
so they're
right.
They're moving on and
going in a different direction.
In a banjo-free future.
That's Mumford & Sons for 2 nights, Monday and Tuesday night at the Infinite Energy Center in Gwinnett, the Gwinnett Center. So another singer-songwriter, and I know Steve's a big fan because she looks great. She's got kind of a great look on stage. And a singer-songwriter from the Midwest, Lissy, is playing Terminal West. And, you know, she just played South by Southwest as well. And she is supporting her new album called My Wild West, which kind of talks about her 12-year experience living in California. But now she has moved back to a farm in Iowa.
Yeah, Northeast Iowa, which, yeah, I went to college in Western Illinois, undergrad, and spent a lot of time in that part of the world, and it's beautiful.
Well, I'm sure she'll get a lot of inspiration there, but, you know, she has been around for a while. I mean, I think that says a lot. You know, she's been touring and performing for a long time, but still, working it at South by Southwest because I don't think she's completely become mainstream, but she is something very, very special to see live.
New album, My Wild West. Scrizzly Adams is performing on that album with her, and I think we're performing with her at Terminal West.
That'll be a good show. That's Lizzie at Terminal West on Monday night. And I'm afraid.